local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, one day closer to the weekend, a Blue Angel weekend at that. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. We appreciate so much you tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 2626111. I do have a busy Thursday here coming up. At 4:35, we will check in with Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Busy grouping of meetings this week. We'll find out what's happening in Santa Rosa County. Next hour, there is supposedly, as we start our top three stories, a programming note, as President Biden is going to be holding what is being dubbed a high-stakes news conference as he faces calls from some Democrats to drop his reelection bid.
Democrats are engaged in conversations with House Democrats at this moment in time. Those conversations have been candid, clear-eyed, and comprehensive.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries there. The news conference scheduled for 5:30 our time. It comes after Biden's interview with ABC News did little to ease concerns over whether he could defeat Donald Trump and serve another term. This will be Biden's first solo press conference since November. We will carry that live during Pensacola right now next hour. More than a dozen congressional Democrats are calling on Biden to drop out of the race. Biden is facing growing calls to withdraw due to concerns over his mental fitness. Several news reports also claiming that some of the president's campaign aides were casting doubt on his path to victory as well. One more story about the president. He announced new military assistance for Ukraine at the NATO summit in Washington.
We're working with our NATO allies to ensure Ukraine is flying F-16s this summer. And we show the world that we stand with Ukraine.
Well, the president met with President Zelensky today and laid out commitments to help Ukraine bolster its air defense against Russia. Biden says allies are showing the world they stand with Ukraine in fighting off Russia's invasion. That's a look at our top three stories today. We'll get traffic and weather before today's history of the Blue Angels. Right now, we'll get a look at our weather with Alan.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95, and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, we've got some very heavy backups in several areas, actually. We'll start with Gulf Beach Highway. If you were traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area. Same with Fairfield Drive itself if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Also, the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Palafox Street showing some backups going both ways on 9 Mile there. Then downtown on Main Street, this is if you were traveling westbound towards Tarragona, we do have an accident report near that area, and it looks like traffic may be slightly backed up as a result of that. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling northbound. Coming from Gulf Breeze High School and approaching 3 Mile Bridge, we've got some pretty heavy backups over there. And also, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we got typical evening traffic causing hiccups in that area also. And then, I'm not done yet, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, dealing with some very heavy backups. And then it's going to be Highway 90 over in the Pace Milton areas. Whether it be you're traveling east or west, this is going to be near the Panera Bread Target area. We've got some heavy backups in that area, and then it's going to be on this is in downtown Milton. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we typically have some backups there, and today is no exception. So a lot of mayhem going on the roads right now. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. That's your traffic and weather together, and here's today's history of the Blue Angels.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment. but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat No. 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other five jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Koos was practicing the Split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just two air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels' 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field on board NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted two flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
You're cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
American Leak Detection doesn't just find your leaks. They do drain cleaning, gas leaks, sewer conversions, and full-service plumbing repairs. They're locally trusted with over 40 years of experience. American Leak Detection. Find them online at AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, really quickly, here is coming up at 4:35. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joins the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4:22 the time. Another big story here, of course, with besides the Blue Angels taking to the skies for their practice demonstration today. Of course, the full dress rehearsal tomorrow with the Civilian X. Better get out there early if you want to park at Casino Beach. I think last year was around 7:30 when the parking lot filled up, and then around 4:30 on Saturday last year. So that's a little bit of what you can expect there. I would not anticipate the lots to be open that much later than 7:30 and 4:30 respectively there. Another big story today in Escambia County is that Beulah's brand new fire station is now open. There was a ribbon cutting ceremony today, of course, on Nine Mile Road directly behind the former Beulah fire station, named the Bradshaw McNair Fire Station. So congratulations to everyone involved on that. Look at our state news today. An investigation underway following the crash of a small plane in South Florida that claimed two lives happened yesterday near North Palm Beach County General Aviation Airport. The NTSB says the Piper PA-28 was taking off when it crashed into a marsh at the end of the runway. Two men on board pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital.
And Florida's anti-riot law is being used to charge a Hillsborough County woman suspected of stirring up unrest at a roller skating rink last May. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says that the Astro Skate Rink canceled a party for Pedroso's daughter because she didn't hire off-duty deputies for security.
Stephanie Pedroso intended to cause terror the evening of May 18th, and that's exactly what she did.
She allegedly responded by urging social media followers to tear the place up. Deputies made 26 arrests in total, and a 16-year-old was thrown through a barbershop window. The law was passed after the George Floyd protests and was recently upheld by the state Supreme Court.
Also, fewer people appear to be losing their jobs across Florida. The Labor Department reports the number of first-time unemployment claims stood at 6,400 in the week ending July 6th. That's a drop of more than 500 from the week before. The decrease marks the fourth consecutive week that new unemployment claims have fallen.
And a man on death row will stay there in connection to the murder of a Tampa Bay child more than 5 years ago. The Florida Supreme Court unanimously upheld the death sentence for 48-year-old Tyrone T. Johnson earlier today. He was previously convicted in the deadly shooting of his girlfriend and her 10-year-old son at a Hillsborough County apartment in 2018. The justices say there is evidence to prove Johnson shot Ricky Willis while he was hiding under a bed. Meanwhile, the defense tried to argue that the crime scene was poorly managed, potentially disrupting the evidence. 425 here before we get into our national headlines. Another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. On the roads here, North Davis Highway looking kind of backed up if you're traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and southbound approaching Olive Road. Also got some backups on Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be 9 Mile traveling westbound towards, you guessed it, Palafox Street. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. It also looks like if you are taking the ramp to get off of I-10 towards Pine Forest, it looks like we do have a closure there. Or at least that's what I'm getting on my map here. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and that's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound towards 3 Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming to Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95, and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, in national news today, more than a million customers in the Houston area still without power after Hurricane Beryl swept through on Monday.
About 500,000 customers we currently expect to have outages that go into next week.
Well, CenterPoint Energy says outages for some customers may last several more days. The utility has been in business for over 100 years and yesterday called it the largest outage in their history.
And New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez filing articles of impeachment against Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito Jr. The articles introduced Wednesday cite the failure by the justices to disclose gifts from individuals with business before the court, as well as their refusal to recuse themselves from cases they or their family members had close ties to. AOC, in a statement, said that Congress has a legal, moral, and democratic obligation to impeach.
And speaking of the Supreme Court, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing new two pieces of legislation she says would reform the court.
Together, these bills restore integrity, faith, and trust in our nation's highest court. This legislation makes clear that no one, even Supreme Court justices, are above the law.
One of the bills would require the Supreme Court to create a streamlined and open process to receive ethics complaints and improve transparency around gifts and conflicts of interest. Another bill would get rid of the justices' lifetime appointments and impose 18-year term limits.
And rescue teams say that they pulled 54 people from the Rio Grande late Tuesday night near El Paso, Texas. Crews from Texas and New Mexico worked with the Border Patrol to rescue the migrants, some of whom were suffering from hypothermia. Fire officials said that smugglers had told the migrants to hide in the water, and some had been there for up to 4 hours.
And also, Georgia Senator John Ossoff is introducing a bill aimed at stopping members of Congress from owning stock in private companies. The bill would also prohibit congressional spouses and children from owning shares. A bipartisan bill aims to add transparency as congressional leaders have at times faced scrutiny over their personal investments in the stock market. Of course, yesterday we talked about another bipartisan bill with Missouri's Josh Hawley. I do not remember the Democrat who was part of that as far as investing in the stock market would be outlawed entirely by members of Congress, I believe.
Yeah, with hopes of preventing insider trading, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Austin, what's a quick update here? What's going on in sports today?
Well, let's see. Team USA knocked off Canada 86-72 in exhibition play last night, leading up, of course, to the Paris Olympics. We also have the NBA locking a new media rights deal, $76 billion over 11 years from Disney, NBC, and Amazon. In the MLB tonight, we got our local teams here. Rays versus Yankees at 5:50, Marlins at Astros at 7:10, and Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. And we also got the Tennessee Titans bringing in former LSU and Seahawks safety Jamal Adams, the team signing him to a one-year prove-it deal as he's appeared in just 10 games in the last two seasons. And lastly here, the women's semifinals are now complete at Wimbledon. 7-seed Jasmine Paolini beat Donna Vekic in 3 sets to advance to the final. Meanwhile, 4-seed Elena Rybakina fell in three sets to 31 seed Barbara Krejcikova. I appreciate the phonetic attempt, but yeah. I'm a lost cause.
I think there, yeah. Also saw Paul Skeens, the LSU star, Pirates ace. Seven innings of no-hit ball, 11 strikeouts today. So wow. He's on a tear and a rookie named to the All-Star team next week.
Yeah, he's a stud.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Ukraine urging NATO allies to lift restrictions on its use of Western weapons. The request came at this week's summit in Washington. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made his case for using Western-supplied weapons to strike military targets deep inside Russia.
People want to win. If I want to prevail.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says nothing has changed with U.S. policy.
President Biden said to give a press conference this evening to close out the summit. Lights are coming back on for some in Texas after Hurricane Beryl made landfall earlier this week.
CenterPoint Energy says it's restored power to more than 1 million homes and businesses since the hurricane ripped through southeast Texas Monday, leaving roughly 2.7 million in and around Houston without electricity amid dangerous heat.
Fox's Kristen Good. Goodwin, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Audi is striking a multi-year partnership with Inter Miami CF with the Major League Soccer as the team's official automotive partner. Starting today, that partnership includes a fleet of vehicles wrapped in Inter Miami CF signature pink, as well as Audi test drive experiences, fan zone activations, and other in-game content. Audi has been the official automotive partner of MLS since 2015. Pepsi is reporting mixed quarterly results, hurt by dropping demand in North America for its drinks and snacks. The company also narrowing its revenue outlook for the full year. Pepsi now expecting organic revenue growth of approximately 4%, a more cautious outlook than its previous forecast of at least 4%. U.S. stocks finished today's session lower off of yesterday's scorching hot pace. The Dow Jones Industrial jumped 32, while the S&P 500 fell nearly 50, and the NASDAQ composite tumbled 360. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Colorado took the college football world by storm for the first 3 weeks of the 2023 season. After Coach Prime's impressive 3-0 start, though, Colorado went 1-8 the rest of the way. Yesterday, Shador Sanders said the Buffaloes are every opponent's Super Bowl. Now, there's no doubting that the Sanders family knows how to put on a show when talking to the press, but before talking like they're viewed as a championship program, how about Colorado first gets the 6 wins so they could be bowl eligible? I'm Zach Gelb.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you'll regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots to note, so we'll keep it as quick as we can. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still has some backups. Same with Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound coming from Gulf Breeze High School and approaching 3 Mile Bridge. And then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. The last major spot is going to be Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95, and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. And joining us as he does each Thursday following county commission meetings in Santa Rosa County is Commissioner Colton Wright. Colton, welcome back to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good. I am a newer constituent in Santa Rosa County, and I do have some grievances for you already, if if I may. I realize that I'm not in your district, but 3 days after moving into our house, we had to deal with a 4-foot snake that was hanging out on our front porch, and I've also had to take care of a black widow spider. So what is there a commissioner that I can get to come out and stand guard while I'm at home or something? What can we do about that?
I think you bring up a good point. Since everything apparently is the county's fault, Maybe we'll try to bring a resolution.
There you go.
Maybe the next board meeting that Santa Rosa County doesn't support black widow spiders or 4-foot snakes.
Yes, I see what you did there. Let's talk about one of the pressing issues from Monday's meeting. So we had State Representative Joel Rudman speak to the board about the issue over incorporating Navarre. And of course, this was a conversation that came up back in May as well. And just your takeaways from that, he pretty much laid it out there that, hey, this is what I'm telling both groups for and against. I know that you had some commentary back in May regarding the feasibility study issue, and I know that that was brought up as well. So what do you anticipate happening at this point moving forward, and can residents in Navarre expect there to be a non-binding referendum on the issue in November?
Well, I can't speak to what the rest of the board will want to do. I can only speak for myself, and I say at this time, given Representative Rudman's, what I'll say as wholly unprofessional and non-productive comments, it's not the right place to bring that forward. Based on that, I will certainly not be supporting any effort by the county to have anything to do with a straw poll. He gave his commitment to me and others, county staff, as well as other commissioners, that he wasn't going to lay that at our feet like he did. And I think he has the ability as a state representative, and he has the duty to run that bill if he thinks it's important. But I certainly won't be considering it.
Okay. Good insight there on that. So one of the things that he said was that, and he spoke specifically to Commissioner Ennington, was to, hey, don't be surprised if there are calls for from on both sides for that to be put to vote for voters. So is that something that maybe in a couple of weeks we see again, possibly?
It appears as though the political stunt was to try to apply pressure to the Board of County Commissioners and have folks from both sides come out and argue. I think it's inappropriate. I think it's our boardroom is not the place to have that discussion. The state does not need the county's approval, and a straw poll on a county ballot is not a requirement. You know, the state allows him to run a bill if that's what he so chooses. And if he feels strongly about it, I think he has the ability to put his big boy pants on and handle his business like he should.
All right. Commissioner Colton Wright joining us here on Pensacola right now. Commissioner, a bit surprised. I tuned into the meeting today, and it's about 20 minutes. I was like, what happened? We didn't have any.
It was short.
Yeah.
You know, that most everything was on the consent agenda. There was a minor change to the agenda, a minor add-on for some additional repairs to the roof and AC system on the county admin building. But, you know, lots of good stuff, but it was all basically just traditional, you know, government sausage making. I'll say there was one thing that's of value people may not have noticed, and that was the agreement to accept another $600,000 grant through FDOT for additional hangar space out at Peter Prince Airport. It probably flew under the radar a little bit, to use a pun, but you know, it is exciting anytime we can add some space out there for general aviation.
And I know one of the big things coming out of Santa Rosa County is the millage decrease. I don't know if that was approved on the agenda today or if that's something that has yet to be approved, but I know we had County Administrator Brad Baker on earlier this week talking about that. But for folks who may have missed it, where does that sit now?
Well, that still has to go through the rest of the budget process. You know, there is a number of budget workshops and hearings that have to be held, you know, by law. So that's a somewhat lengthy process, but we should have that wrapped up in the near future because the fiscal year will start in October. And as of right now, based on board direction at the last workshop we had, it appears as though there will be a millage reduction voted on by the board, and I would imagine that it gets approved.
All right. Commissioner, anything else for the good of the order today? You got plans to head out to Pensacola Beach to see the Blues?
I haven't decided if the family and I are willing to fight the traffic and make our way out there, but I certainly I certainly encourage anyone that hasn't seen the Blue Angels from the beach to go out and do so. It's a world-class show and a venue that most people don't ever get to view it from.
Absolutely. All right, Colton, we'll let you go on that. We appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Yeah, thanks. And, hey, welcome to Santa Rosa County.
All right. Thank you, sir. Commissioner Colton Wright again joining us here. 445. Austin, how are the roads looking?
Well, let's see. We did have several spots of note. The last that I saw, that appears to still be the case now. Pine Forest Road has some minor backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But if you are traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive towards Palafox Street or westbound on Brent Lane towards Palafox, we've got some backups on both roads there. Also downtown, if you're traveling westbound on Garden Street towards North Palafox Street, we also have some backups in that area. So it's all about North Palafox tonight. Gulf Breeze
Hot
Parkway.
Weather.
I'm sorry. I kind of misled you there. That was my bad. That's just in Pensacola, I should have said. As for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound coming from Gulf Breeze High School towards 3 Mile Bridge has some backup. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street or Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
We good?
Yes.
All right.
Hot weather will continue for the next several days. We'll have highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Heat index values will be up in the triple digits. The weather mainly sunny, too. We'll see a little bit of cloud cover in the skies at times, and there is a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but rain chances are really on the low side, just at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look here at some health, business, and science notes. Elon Musk says his brain tech startup Neuralink is just about ready for its second patient. The first ever patient, paralyzed from the shoulders down, received an implant last winter. And while there have been some noted technical issues, the device still allows him to perform activities like playing chess and video games. Musk announced that they hope to implant the Neuralink system in a second human patient within the next week or so.
And a new report shows that inflation is cooling faster than expected. The Consumer Price Index report, a key inflation gauge, came in lower for June than most analysts had expected. Today's numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the CPI declined 0.1% over the previous month and increased just 3% year over year. It showed gas prices dropping, but rent prices increasing. The results could be seen as welcome news for Federal Reserve officials looking for further evidence that they're making progress in getting rapid inflation under control.
Mixed day on Wall Street. This comes following the release of the CPI report. Showed the annual inflation rate is down to 3%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 32 points to 39,753. S&P 500 lost 49 to 55,84. And the NASDAQ dropped by 364 points to 18,283.
And half of cancer deaths amongst American adults 30 and over are linked to bad behavior. A new study from the American Cancer Society says that these modifiable risk factors include smoking, drinking, diet, and not being vaccinated. Smoking was the most common, causing 30% of all cancer deaths. Excess body weight came in second.
Austin, I meant to ask you, how was that McDonald's you had today?
Yeah, that was a beautiful segue, sir. The 20-piece McNugget with buffalo sauce, that's my usual. It was pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I just meant to ask you earlier, and it just completely slipped my mind. So.
Well, I have no idea what could have helped you remember, but I'm glad that something joggled your memory.
Yeah, that's right. Pop culture notes today. Actress Shelley Duvall, dead at the age of 75. Duvall died in her sleep due to complications from diabetes. She's best known for her role in The Shining, also for appearing in McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Thieves Like Us.
And two upcoming highly anticipated series are being rebranded to HBO Originals. The Batman spinoff series, The Penguin, and the Dune prequel series, Dune Prophecy, will now air on HBO instead of strictly streaming on Max. This comes as Warner Brothers Discovery will now have all their big budget shows air on HBO instead of streaming, only like the upcoming Harry Potter series and more.
A crime scene tech says she found live rounds of ammunition all over the Rust movie set after the cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed.
How many rounds altogether did you discover that you thought were suspected live rounds on the set of Rust?
Five and the spent casing, so six in total.
That's Marissa Popple saying the prop truck was disorganized and many of the boxes of real and dummy ammunition looked alike. She also said she sent Baldwin's gun to the FBI intact for testing, but when she got it back, its condition had changed.
And last year was the Barbenheimer craze, but could 2024 be the year of Glicked? On Friday, November 22nd, both Gladiator 2 and Wicked hit theaters. Gladiator star Paul Mescal, or Mescal, whatever, hopes people turn out for both because the films couldn't be more polar opposites. Yeah, I'd say the same was about Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Well, yes, but I just don't think that Gladiator... I think Wicked will have the big-time draw. I'm not sure about Gladiator 2, though.
I don't know. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, talking about, like, not just how big of a deal Oppenheimer was, but didn't, like, Barbie break, like, some records or something?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. I mean, and those two dominated, like, the Oscars or whatever. So, I don't know. That's going to be hard to top. It's going to be hard to be in the same category as that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the first time that two movies that don't have anything in common have debuted on the same weekend. And
right.
I just don't think that Gladiator and Wicked will get that. 450, we'll take a break on that note, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well coming up next.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
What does it take to be a Blue Angel? Passion, precision, accuracy, just like how they handle your money at Stuart Markey Group of 72 Capital Wealth Management. From private wealth management to customized estate planning and retirement, you can trust them for comprehensive financial planning. Through this process, you can build and preserve your wealth, leaving you with more time to be inspired. 72 Capital Wealth Management, dedicated to achieving your most important financial goals. Visit them online to start today at 72capital.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about drama in Milton. There is never a shortage, and it's always entertaining to watch the best miniseries in local politics. We also talked quite a bit about Biden at NATO, the comments by Jens Stoltenberg, the outgoing Secretary General, and the comments by Biden amazingly trying to take credit for raising the level of military spending by NATO member states after Trump was the one who made that happen. Listen to the discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Several spots on the road so far this afternoon causing us some issues. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. We got some backups over there. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Speaking of Fairfield, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we got some backups there still. Same can be said for Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street also. Then we've got some backups developing at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Those are the biggest hitting spots in Pensacola at the moment, but we also have Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound towards Three Mile Bridge causing some backups, and some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 as well. And the last major spot is going to be Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95 and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, quickly recapping our top stories here, pretty much all centered around President Biden, who will be holding next hour a high-stakes news conference as he faces calls from some Democrats to drop his reelection bid. It's scheduled for 5:30. I'm not expecting it to start then, but maybe I'll be surprised. But whenever it starts, we will carry it live right here on the program. He also today announced new military aid for Ukraine at the NATO summit, meeting with President Zelensky, and laid out commitments to help Ukraine bolster its air defense against Russia. Biden says allies are showing the world that they stand with Ukraine in fighting off Russia's invasion. Taking a look here at some wackier stories and good news in the headlines today. Austin, a dealership in Connecticut is in a world of trouble.
Alrighty.
After a couple of employees took a rare 2018 Chevy Camaro out for a joyride and totaled it. The Camaro only had 989 miles on it. The owner had taken it to the dealership for some kind of service, so it wasn't actually like the dealership's to sell.
Right.
He gave explicit instructions that the car not leave the lot. That obviously didn't happen. A service advisor and another employee took the car out, floored it to nearly 90 miles an hour, lost control, and crashed it into a guardrail. The car had been appraised at $97,000, and it is deemed a complete loss. The driver was ticketed. The dealership is, of course, in a lot more trouble. The Camaro owner rightfully has filed a lawsuit against them. I'm bringing that dealership down.
Yeah, I mean, just some idiots hopping in. I will say this. 90 miles an hour, it said, lost control, hit a guardrail. They're lucky to be alive. They're lucky to be able to see that ticket. They're lucky to be able to see this lawsuit. My goodness, what idiots.
Good way to look at it.
Yes. And an 18-year-old girl made a PowerPoint presentation with her boyfriend to convince his parents they should start letting her sleep over. Oh, my gosh, this sounds like something my ex would do. They had just turned 18 but were still in high school. See what you think of her pitch.
First off, two 18-year-olds, you guys think there's going to be sex. Understandable. So we're going to go over your concerns in the slideshow. Babies, never. Sex means babies equal broke. And I'm not trying to be broke. I'm working off of Walmart. And if you guys need a little bit more, here's our grades. All A's, one B.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why
Are you convinced?
Not convincing me at all.
Don't know why the parents are laughing?
Yes.
My parents wouldn't be laughing. They'd be saying, no way in hell are we letting you do that.
No, yeah. If Miha ever does, I mean, she's, 17 years away from being 18. But
yeah, her boyfriend's father calls you and says, listen, I just want you to know that your daughter made a PowerPoint about why she should sleep in the same bed as her boyfriend. Like, man, that would be rough. I'd love to be a fly on the wall with that conversation. That'd be great. Yeah, it sounds like just by putting that thought in your head, I think you're in desperate need of some good news here. How about you get us started with that?
Two employees at the same Piggly Wiggly store in Kentucky are celebrating an unbelievable milestone. Dan Haley is the store manager. Ricky Watkins is the meat manager at the Piggly Wiggly in downtown Franklin, Kentucky.
Okay.
And they both are celebrating 50 years working there. Both men started when they were 16 back in 1974.
My goodness.
They better be best friends, right? I mean,
they better be, yeah. Either that or like they're two people that are painfully like me and just don't talk unless someone else talks to them. Syracuse University working with a charity called Guiding Eyes for the Blind to let students train seeing eye dogs. Two students are currently training a one-year-old black lab and a four-month-old yellow lab. They are allowed to live with them in student housing, and they'll be able to attend college basketball games to help them get used to large crowds. That's smart, and it's a win-win. You get to see some basketball, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's a cool story there. All right, that'll do it for us. Hour number one in the books, Channel 3 News at 5 on the way. Again, President Biden holding what's being described as a high-stakes news conference scheduled for 5:30. Whenever he starts, we will carry it live in hour number two.